Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. It's Purple Martin time. By early March in the South and by late April in the northern United States, purple martins have returned from their winter home in South America to backyard nesting colonies throughout eastern North America. This largest of North American swallows has been a backyard favorite for centuries. Native Americans in the Southeast grew calabash gourds and hung them from poles and trees near their villages and crops. The martins were good watchbirds, chasing off crows and other animals that might damage their crops or other foods. In colonial America, it was said that the quality of an inn could be told from the quality of the purple martin housing provided. Today's purple martin landlords use everything from calabash gourds to plastic or ceramic gourds to commercially built wooden or aluminum multi-apartment housing. And it's all provided for a song, the melodious, bubbling, gurgling song of the purple martin. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. As with many migrant birds, purple martins appear in spring in a somewhat orderly fashion. Adult males arrive first, with younger males and females arriving perhaps a week or two behind. The reason for these differences in arrival time is a tug-of-war between the incidence of late cold weather and the ability to secure the best nesting sites. Since purple martins feed on flying insects, a period of cold weather can mean starvation. Usually, this isn't a problem in South Florida, but elsewhere, cold weather can mean death. On the other hand, safe, suitable nesting sites are limited, and he who arrives first usually has the upper hand. It's quality of the nesting site that a male occupies that eligible females will be looking at when they arrive. Females need to conserve energy for egg production, and a later arrival helps assure they will be in prime condition for raising young. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Under natural conditions, purple martins nest in old woodpecker holes and open areas along rivers and streams. In western North America, they still often rely on such sites. In the east, as a result of destruction of natural habitats, eastern martins now usually nest in housing provided by humans. Clean housing is important, and the best housing in any area will be some that can be opened up and cleaned out before each nesting season. In the south, larger apartments are preferred. They are cooler. An entrance diameter of 2 inches is optimum, but rectangular slits, half circles, or irregular shaped entrances are sometimes used where competition with starlings is a problem. Wooden houses are better insulated than aluminum ones, but aluminum housing is easier to keep clean. Aggressive males may defend multiple apartments, preventing use of potential nesting space by other martins. Real or plastic gourds spaced 2 to 3 feet apart may minimize multiple apartment defense and maximize the number of martin families in a colony. Success may be related to the type of housing martins are using in your area. The best critics of martin housing are the martins. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. For best success, purple martin housing should be placed in a mowed open area, away from buildings and trees, and near water. Utility lines that can be used as perches are a plus. Housing should be in place when the first males arrive in February or early March in the south, and by late March or early April elsewhere. Scouts may check out the housing and move on if it doesn't seem just right. One sign of trouble is competition from other birds. If European starlings or house sparrows are a problem in your area, keep entrances to Martin houses plugged until the scouts have arrived. At the very least, remove any nesting material these other species place in apartments. Other species that occasionally use Martin housing include some native birds that are high on the desired list: the eastern bluebird, great crested flycatcher, Carolina chickadee, tufted titmouse, and rarely the brilliant yellow prothonotary warbler may use Martin housing. All these birds normally depend on woodpeckers for their homes. When we remove dead trees and limbs, we limit their housing options, and they become dependent on us. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Purple martins are the only swallows that frequently nest in South Florida. But elsewhere, other swallows join the aerial insect brigade. All are consummate consumers of flying insects, only rarely taking other foods when the weather turns cold. One Martin House manufacturer built the martin's reputation and his business by advertising that a purple martin can eat 2,000 mosquitoes per day. Unfortunately, there is a bit of untruth in that advertising. While martins can consume a volume of insects equivalent to about 2,000 mosquitoes a day or more, mosquitoes simply aren't top billing on their menu. Martins may consume a few mosquitoes, but they prefer larger prey, taking flies, beetles, plant bugs, and many other harmful insects, and some beneficial ones. When feeding nestlings, martins especially seek out dragonflies. A dragonfly's large size means a big meal for a hungry nestling, and fewer feeding trips needed. Unfortunately, dragonflies really are predators that eat mosquitoes. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.